إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is our first session of our new course for Medina Book 1. So we want to first welcome everyone to our new beginners Book 1 Arabic language, Arabic grammar course. And we also want to start by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the difficulty and hardship that the believers have been subjected to during this time of the spread of this coronavirus, or whatever they call it. And we want to acknowledge the reality that nothing can afflict us from the heavens or from the earth except by the permission of Allah. And that nothing will befall us, or nothing will come to us of good or evil, except that it is by the decree of Allah. So let me remind each and every one of us to be patient with whatever Allah has decreed for us, and to be thankful that He has guided us to Islam, and He has given us light to shine on the way as we travel through these difficult times, many people being subjected to actual hardship. Some of the Muslims have even fallen ill, been infected, people have died. But in any case, we do recognize that everything is by the decree of Allah, and that there is a wisdom and a reason for it. Indeed, we can understand that this is a punishment upon those who are disobedient to Allah and who He is displeased with, and it is a mercy for those who are believers and who are obedient to Him. I want to start with a brief introduction for as we begin this course. And if ever a brief couple of points, three or four points that I want to mention before we actually go directly into the book. The first thing I want to say is that each of us, myself, first and foremost, and then each one of you who are going to be participating in this course, I want to remind myself and remind each of you to make a clear, sincere intention that the purpose of this study for you would be to try to get near to Allah, to earn the pleasure of Allah, and to study the Arabic language in order to better equip yourself to learn the deen of Allah and to worship Him in a better manner. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, that indeed actions are judged by intentions, and that every person will have that which they intended. So if a person intends to learn Arabic in order to speak with Arabic-speaking people, or to get some kind of financial benefit or whatever, then it is what it is. But whoever intends to get near to Allah and to earn His reward and His pleasure, then please make your intention clear. Second thing, those who have registered for the course, what you will be receiving is regular updates on what's happening in the class, what is required, homework assignments, and other notes and things. So please, if you haven't registered, if you're just tuning in and you really want to take the course seriously, then please register, give us your name and email address so that we can put you on a special list, an email list, that we'll be using to send out our notes and updates and things related to the course. Second or third thing, you should expect from me that I'm going to be here every week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, unless I'm sick or something, and also that I'm going to be here on time. Unless I'm coming from the masjid like I just was, and the prayer was delayed a little bit. Otherwise, you should expect me to be here every week. Even if I'm sick, inshallah, as long as I'm able to read, I'm going to come and do the class, and inshallah be on time, and I'm going to prepare myself for the lesson every week. And I'm going to offer whatever assistance I can to you to help you to get through this. What I expect from you is to be online and to be on time and to do all of the exercises and assignments, whether reading or writing or listening, to open your books every day, 7 days a week, at least for half an hour, or whatever you are able to do, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes in the evening, or however you want to do it. But every day you need to be getting into these lessons, reading, writing, listening, doing the exercises and any other assignments that you receive. And finally, I also expect from you to help one another. Yani, try to find a student to study with you, a companion, a partner in study. Try to study with somebody. Try to help one another, whether it's on the telephone or by texting or any other means. If you work together or you go to school together, I don't know if people are going to school these days. But if you're coming in contact with one another any kind of way, whether it's by telephone or by email or whatever, texting, try to like help one another with your studies. Last 2 points I want to make is that the foundations of Arabic studies are basically 2 things. Memorization of vocabulary words, of which you should be memorizing every single day at least 1 or 2 words. And that shouldn't be difficult, to memorize 1 word every day or 2 words every day. And secondly, understanding the grammar. Yani, vocabulary and grammar are the foundations of your Arabic studies. You have to learn the words, the vocabulary words, in order to understand what you are reading or listening to. And you have to understand the Arabic grammar in order to understand the language properly. The thing that we are going to concentrate on in this course in terms of skills is going to be reading and writing. Yani, you're going to be expected to read all of the texts in the beginning of every lesson, read the exercises, and also write them out. Hopefully you will also take advantage of recordings that are related to these lessons, so that you can also train your ear to listen to the Arabic language and to understand what you hear. And if you find any opportunity, either by practicing reading out the exercises or by trying to communicate in Arabic with anybody that you're close to on the telephone or otherwise, what we're going to be concentrating on here are reading and writing skills. Listening skills, to some extent, we'll try to provide you with, for example, for this class, the Arabic audio recordings. That's all Arabic that Dr. Abdurrahim, the author of this course, has recorded. Listening to those audio recordings will help you to train your ear to understand the spoken language. As far as speaking Arabic, it requires practice. Last thing I want to mention in this introduction is the class format. Our regular format is that in the beginning of the class, we're going to review the previous session, review some of what we have taken previously. And number two, if it's a new lesson, we're going to start with, every new lesson, we're going to start by reading the English key, which contains the grammatical points for that lesson, as well as the new vocabulary words for that lesson. This is critical that you understand the grammatical points for that lesson and that you memorize the vocabulary words. The second thing, after reading the English key, we're going to read the dialogue, or the Arabic text that every lesson starts with, which means that we're going to be reading it, we're going to be translating it, and we're also going to be analyzing the grammatical points in each lesson, in the dialogue. So the dialogue contains the new grammatical points and the new vocabulary words, so we're going to be reading it with that in mind. You have to be reading on your own, because we're not in the classroom together, so you're going to be reading it on your own time. And you're also going to be trying to translate it and trying to comprehend the grammatical points that are contained in the dialogue or the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do in a new lesson, we're going to read the English key, grammar and vocabulary. We're going to read the dialogue, reading, translation, and grammatical analysis. And then we're going to do the exercises for every lesson. Yani, reading, writing, and some discussion of some of the points that are contained in the exercises. Okay, so this is what I wanted to say, just for those who might be new with us, as for those of you who are coming back from the primer course or from previously doing another course with us, then you already know this is our basic format. Okay, after this, let's go directly to the English key. Okay, if you're using the PDF file that we have sent out to those who registered, if you're using that PDF file, then you should be on page 1 of the English key. If you're using another printout or different printing, the Medina books have been printed many times by different people. If you're using a different printing, then you're going to find some difficulty sometimes in following, because the page numbers are going to be different. But in any case, if you're using the PDF file that we sent out to the class, then the English key is going to be numbered separately from the Arabic text of the book. So the English key, we should be lesson 1 on page 1 of the English key. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to read the English key. I'm going to make some comments on a few of the points. Then we're going to read the vocabulary on page 2. for this particular lesson. And then after that, we're going to read the Arabic text from the beginning of the lesson on page 5 and on page 6. If we still have time left, we may look at some of the exercises, but generally speaking, the exercises are going to be done by you during the week in writing them out, and then I'm going to go over them with you so that you can check any of the answers that you have written out to make sure that you have written them correctly, and if you have any errors, to correct them. Today, you may not have had a chance to do any of the exercises, so we might just do the English key and the Arabic text that's on the first and second page, page 5 and page 6 of the Arabic section of the book. And if there's a lot of time left, we may just look at the exercises, even though you're going to have to do them on your own at home. Okay, so let's go straight to the English key lesson 1. In this lesson, we learn the following. In this lesson, we learn the following things. If you're looking at the English key, we're going to read the Arabic from the right side of the page, and the English translation is on the left, but we want to read the Arabic, and I want you to try to follow me with the Arabic, and I'm going to make some comments on a couple of these points that I want you to pay attention to, and perhaps even take notes if necessary. Okay, so the first line says in Arabic, from the right column, right side, ma hadha, ma hadha. Yani, if you are doing this course for the first time, just try to take one word at a time and try to digest as much as you can comprehension of the grammatical points that we're going to talk about. And as far as the memorizing the vocabulary words, you're going to do them yani, during the week if you haven't already started. Yani, I did suggest in the emails that we sent out that you start memorizing the vocabulary words immediately, at least yani, 1 or 2 words per day. Okay, so the first line in Arabic, it says, ma hadha. And the meaning of this is, what is this? Ma hadha means, what is this? This lesson, the first lesson, primarily deals with the word hadha. And hadha in Arabic is called the ism ishara. Yani, hadha is an ism ishara that is used to point to things which are near and which are masculine and which are singular. Okay, yani, we can also say that it's akal and ghayra akal. It's used to point to humans as well as inanimate things. But the most important part is the ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun. It's used to point to things which are near, not far, and things which are masculine, not for feminine, we have a different word, and for things which are singular, not plural, dual or plural. Okay? So this is the main point, the first point of this lesson, the word hadha. It means this, or this is. Hadha. It means this, or this is. And like I said, it can be used to point to people. Like you can say, hadha rajulun. This is a man. Or it can be used to point to things such as, hadha kitabun. This is a book. Okay, so the meaning of hadha is this, or this is. The first sentence in the English key says, ma hadha. So now we have two words here. We have hadha, which means this, and we have ma, which means what. Ma, it means what. Ma hadha, what is this? Remember we said hadha means this or this is. So in the question form, when you say ma hadha, it means what is this? What is this? Okay, I just make a brief comment concerning ma. The word ma is ism istifham. لغير عاقل. Yani, it's a noun that is used to ask a question. ما هذا? What is this? It's a noun that's used to ask a question about things that are not human. غير عاقل. Things that are not human. Yani, you can ask about a book, or about a door, or about a house, or about a tree, or not with, yeah, with ما you can say, نعم. But the point is that you're asking about things, not about people. You don't say, in reference to a person, what is this? Yani, what is this? You say about things. Okay? About people you say, who is this? Okay? So ma is a word, a noun, that's used to ask a question, and it's used for other than human beings. So ma hadha, when you say ma hadha, it means that you're asking about something that's not a human being. What is this? You're pointing to, for example, a house, or a tree, or animal, and you're saying, ma hadha, what is this? Second sentence, hadha kitabun. Okay, this is the answer. This is, yani, a direct answer. Hadha kitabun. This is a book. Okay, now, hadha we already had, this or this is, and kitabun means a book. Kitabun means a book. Yani, kitab means book, with the UN sound on the end of it, the tanween, it just means that it is indefinite, generally speaking. Word with tanween means that, generally speaking, it's indefinite. Hadha kitabun. This is a book. As opposed to, yani, al-kitab means the book. Hadha kitabun. What is this? This is a book. Third line. The third line gives us another way to ask a question. Yani, the first way we had a question was with ma, means what. Ma hadha, what is this? Now, we have another way of asking a question, that is with the letter, the consonant hamza. It's written on top of alif, okay? But the letter, the consonant here is hamza. This is called hamzatul istifham. Yani, it's a particle that's used for asking questions. Hamzatul istifham. It's a harf, a particle. It's not a noun, and it's not a verb. It's a particle that's used to ask a question to which the answer will be yes or no. The answer will be na'am, yes, or la, no. Okay, so this hamza, hamzatul istifham, it's a particle that's used to ask a question, the answer to which is going to be yes or no. So here we have a, hadha, baytun, ahadha baytun, meaning, is this a house? Okay, here's a new word. Yani, baytun means a house, right? Bayt means house, baytun means a house. So if we didn't have the hamza that's used for asking a question there, if we just had hadha baytun, like the previous sentence, hadha kitabun, hadha baytun means this is a house. But when you use hamzatul istifham, the hamza that's written on an alif, that's used to ask a question, it changes the statement into a question. So, hadha baytun, this is a house. When you put hamzatul istifham with fatta, a, in front of it, instead of this is a house, it becomes, is this a house? Hadha baytun, this is a house. Ahadha baytun, is this a house? Is this a house? Okay, so this is the second way of asking a question with hamzatul istifham. But when you ask a question with hamzatul istifham, it means that the answer is going to be yes or no. Is this a house? Is this a car? Is this a store? Is this a masjid? Okay, the question is, the answer is going to be yes or no. Yes, this is a masjid. Or no, this is not a masjid. No, this is a house. Whatever, right? Okay, so the second type of question we have here is with hamzatul istifham. Ahadha baytun. The next line, line 4 says, na'am, hadha baytun. Yes, this is a house. The next line says, la, hadha masjidun. No, this is a masjid. These are two possible answers to the question that begins with hamzatul istifham. You can either say, na'am, yes, or you can say, la, no. Alright? Is this a house? Yes, this is a house. Or, no, this is a masjid. Okay, so this is the second way of asking a question with hamzatul istifham. The answer is going to come as yes or no. The last line here in Arabic gives us another way of asking a question. Man hadha. Man hadha. Who is this? This word men is a new word, right? Ism istifham. It's also a noun that's used to ask a question, but it is used to ask a question about human beings. Okay, ma is ism istifham, a noun that's used to ask a question about other than human beings. And men is a ism istifham, a noun that's used to ask a question about human beings. So if you say ma hadha, it means what is this. If you say man hadha, it means who is this. Who is this? Okay, I want to go back and read these six lines once again. Okay, especially for those who are taking this course for the first time, I don't want you to get overwhelmed in the first lesson. The first lesson contains a lot of vocabulary words, 24 vocabulary words in this lesson. Most lessons are not going to have this many vocabulary words, but because it's the first lesson and we're starting out from zero learning words, so we need some words in order to make sentences for this lesson. The next lesson we'll see will be a very short lesson and only containing maybe four vocabulary words. So if we put these two lessons together and we say we have 24 plus 4, 28 vocabulary words, and we take, say, 2 weeks for each lesson, normally a lesson is going to take 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how long it is. Some lessons are longer than others. But even if we just take 2 weeks, and 2 weeks, 4 weeks, and you learn one word a day, you can easily learn the 28 vocabulary words that are in the first two lessons. So don't be overwhelmed by this lesson. It has a lot of vocabulary words. You're going to learn some of them this week. You're going to learn some of them next week. You're going to learn some of them the following week until you complete them all bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala. If you learn at least one or two words a day, you'll find memorizing the vocabulary gradually, day by day, will become quite easy for you. Learning the vocabulary words, if you memorize them day by day, at least one or two words, you'll find that it's easy for you. If you find that you can memorize more than that, then keep going. Don't stop at one or two. Because there'll be days when maybe you'll be busy, you'll be occupied, you might not be feeling well, and you might not learn even one word. So, on the days when your memory is good and everything is going well, memorize as many as you can. I'm saying one or two as an average, but if you can memorize more, memorize as many as you can. Alright, let's read again from the English key on page 1, lesson 1. From the top of the page, it says, ma hadha. What is this? Ma is used to ask about things. Answer, hadha kitabun. This is a book. Hadha means this or this is. This is a book. Hadha kitabun. Remember, when the word ends with tanween, dhammatain, two vowels, two dhamma, two kasra, two fatha, generally it means that word is indefinite. So here we are saying, kitabun means a book, not al-kitabu, which means the book. Alright? Hadha kitabun, this is a book. Third line, ahadha baytun, is this a house? Again, hadha baytun means this is a house, but when you put hamzatul istifham, the hamza with fatha, before a statement, it changes it into a question. A question which the answer to which is going to be na'am, yes, or la, no. Ahadha baytun, is this a house? Na'am. Hadha baytun, yes, this is a house. Or, ahadha baytun, is this a house? La. Hadha masjidun. No, this is a masjid. The third type of question is asking about people. Man hadha, who is this? Man hadha, who is this? You can say, yani hadha mudarrisun, this is a teacher. Or hadha talibun, this is a student, and so on. Okay, these are the main points of this lesson, and then there are some notes that we want to make. Okay, so in this lesson, in terms of grammar, we have hadha, which is a ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, used to point to things that are near, and things that are masculine, and things that are singular. Near, singular, and masculine. Okay, it's not going to be used to point to things which are far. We'll take that in the next lesson. It's not going to be used to point to things which are feminine. We'll take in lesson 6 and 7. And it's not going to be used to point to things which are dual or plural. It has to be singular. Hadha is used in reference to a single thing that is mufrad, singular, not dual or plural, and it has to be masculine, it has to be near. Okay, so we have hadha, and then we have three types of questions. Ma, which means what, men, which means who, and a, which means is. Yani, is this such and so and so, the answer to which is going to be yes or no. Okay, so I hope so far, inshallah, that we are clear. I hope that so far we are clear. Okay, let's look at the notes halfway down the page. It says, note, hadha is pronounced as though it is ha fatha alif. Thal fatha alif. It's pronounced as though the ha has a fatha that's elongated and the thal has a fatha that's elongated. Ha the. But it is written without the first alif. The alif after the ha. It's written without that alif. And those of you who studied the primer book with us, we know that in the last 10 lessons, from the things that we studied, are very frequently used Arabic words like hadha and thalika, which have an alif which is pronounced but is not written. Okay? So we know that there are some frequently used Arabic words that have letters in them which are pronounced but not written. Yani like shorthand writing of the word without the alif. Okay? So hadha is pronounced as though both syllables are elongated. Ha the. Okay, second note. Arabic has no word corresponding to English is. That is, Arabic has no copula. It has no copula, meaning it doesn't have the word that's used, any connecting word, like the word to be, or is, or are, or am, or were. It doesn't have this word, yani, in terms of, and we have a verb for to be, but as a connecting word in the sentence that doesn't have a verb, and we don't have is, but it's understood. Okay, so when you say hadha kitabun, we don't have a word in between this and book, but the is, this is a book, is understood. That's why I said hadha means this, or it means this is. It means this, and it also means this is. Okay, so the is here is understood. Note number three. There's no word in Arabic corresponding to a in English, as in, this is a book. This is a pen. Okay, we're not going to have a word for a, but rather the N sound at the end of the Arabic noun, kitabun, baytun, masjidun. Yani this N sound after the vowel is the Arabic definite article corresponding to the English A or N. The N sound, or this N sound, is called tanween. In other words, at the end of a noun in Arabic, if you see a double vowel, two dhammas, two kasras, two fatha, this is called tanween. And what it means is that the double dhamma, it means that the first dhamma is the vowel for that word, and the second dhamma is telling you to use and to pronounce that word as though there's an N after the vowel dhamma, un, or N after the vowel kasra, in, or an N after the vowel fatha, N. Yani tanween means, in English they call it noonation, yani giving the N sound at the end of a word after its vowel. So if you have a double dhamma after kitab, you're going to say kitabun. If you have a double kasra after kitab, you're going to say kitabin, yani the kasra with the N sound, and same thing with yani double fatha kitaban. Okay, the fourth point is the particle hamza with fatha placed at the beginning of a statement turns it into a question. For example, hadha baytun, this is a house. If you put hamza til istifham in front of it, ahadha baytun, it becomes a question. Hadha baytun is a statement. Ahadha baytun is a question. Okay, these are the points that we wanted to cover for this particular lesson. These are the grammatical points that a person should understand well. Please remember, hadha is a demonstrative pronoun used to point to things which are masculine, which are singular, which are near. We will have other demonstrative pronouns to point to things which are feminine and singular and near, or things which are far, or things which are dual or plural. But for now, we're going to just take hadha, used for masculine things, which are singular and which are near. In the next lesson, we'll have the masculine singular ism ishara for things which are far, thalika. But in this lesson, we have hadha, means this or this is. We also had in this lesson ma, which is a noun that's used to ask a question for other than human beings. And we had men, which is a noun that's used to ask questions for human beings. And we just had yani, in the last note of the English key, Hamzatul Istifham, which is used to change a statement into a question, the answer is going to be either yes or no. Okay, this is what we wanted to say in terms of the grammar, and now we're going to look at the next page of the English key, second page of the English key, which has the vocabulary for this lesson. Okay, we're going to take a minute and look at this vocabulary carefully. Alright, if you're looking at the PDF file that we sent out to the class, or you have the same printing that we have on page 2 of the English key for the lesson 1, it says vocabulary at the top of the page, and you have two columns of words. Two columns of words. There are 24 words there. Okay, what I want you to do, we're going to read through these words, but I want you to pay attention as we read through the words to different categories of words, okay? So, first of all, some of these words, 6 of them, are going to be words that are used for human beings. A boy, a man, a teacher, a student, a merchant, a doctor. These are words that's used for human beings. Pay attention to those words. 6 of those 24 words are words that's used for human beings. 6 other of those words are words that are used for animals. A dog, a cat, a rooster, a donkey, a horse, a camel. Okay? So that's 6 more words. That's 12. And the rest of the words are words that are not used for humans or animals. Yani used for things, inanimate things, like a house, a door, a book, a pen, a shirt, a chair, a bed, and so on. Alright, so the first thing I want you to do is analyze the vocabulary, break it down so you can associate words with other words to help you to learn them and memorize them well. Okay, 6 words in this group of 24 words for this lesson, 6 are related to human beings, a boy and a man. You can associate them, a student and a teacher. You can associate them, a merchant and a doctor. Professions, you can associate them. The same thing with the words for animals. There are 6. Small animals like a dog and a cat and a rooster, and bigger animals like a donkey, a horse, and a camel. Associate them with one another. And then there are other words for things other than humans and animals. Yani like a house and a mosque and a door and a book and a pen. You can associate a book with a pen and a desk, maybe. A house with a mosque, a bed and a chair and a desk, writing table together, and so on. Any certain words you can associate with other words. You can associate, for example, bab and miftah, door and key, masjid and bait, masjid and house, sarir and kursi and maktab, a bed and a chair and a desk, kitab and qalam, a book and a pen, and so on, tabib and tajir, yani a doctor and a merchant, a mudarris and a talib, a teacher and a student, a walad and a rajul, a boy and a man. Try to associate words with one another, try to categorize them to help you to memorize these words. At least 1 or 2 words every day. If you can do more, that's even better. Okay, let's read through the words in this column. Normally we're going to start on the right side, and I guess we should still start on the right side because that's better. Arabic goes from right to left, right? So we're going to read the right column first. Okay? And you will notice that in the right column, the first 4 words are all related to people. And then there's 1 near the bottom and 1 at the bottom of the left column that we'll come to related to people. So the first word is waladun. Please try to read these words, pronounce them out, yani audibly. Yani when you're reading your lessons, vocabulary words, grammatical rules, or Arabic texts, exercises, everything, please try to read it audibly. You don't have to shout it or scream it, but read it audibly because this is training your tongue. And it's also training your ears to hear certain sounds. And if you're reading to somebody, which is even better, then hopefully they can correct any mistakes that you make. Okay, so the first word in the right column going down is waladun. 2 short vowels and a tanween. Waladun means a boy. The second word, talibun, with ta. Talibun. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Talibun. Okay, 3 syllables. Talibun. It means a student. The next word, rajulun. Rajulun. Short vowel, tanween. 3 syllables. Rajulun. It means a man. Okay, now we have 2 words, waladun and rajulun, a boy and a man. Okay? The next word, 4th word, tajirun. Tajirun. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. 3 syllables. Tajirun. Means a merchant. And a person who's buying and selling, a merchant. Okay, so these are 4 of the 6 words in reference to human beings. We'll come to the other 2 as we go down the list. The next group of words, 6 words, are all related to animals. Smaller animals or bigger animals. The first word of animals that we come to is the fifth word in the right column going down, kalbun, two syllables, a short vowel followed by sukun. And we know that when we see a letter with sukun, it means join it to the letter before it as one syllable. Kalbun means a dog. The next word, qittun. Here we have a shadd on the ta. So that means the first ta is going to be connected to the qaf with kasra as one syllable, qit, and then the next ta has tanween, tun, qittun, means a cat. Okay, we have a dog and a cat, qittun wa kalbun. Then we have larger animals. We have the next word, himarun. Okay, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. It means a donkey. Note though that this word is written with the letter ha, not the letter ha. Okay, so we shouldn't say himarun, we should say himarun, like halalun and haramun and hamidun. Okay, himarun, short vowel, long vowel tanween, it means a donkey. The next word also begins with the letter ha, but it also has another letter following it, sad. Distinguish sad from seen. Hisanun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween, it means a horse. The next word, two short vowels and tanween, jamalun. It means a camel. Jamal, camel. Naam. And the last word of the animals, dikun. Dal with kasra followed by ya with sukun, that's elongation. Dikun. Dikun means a rooster. Okay, so these six words, kalbun, qittun, himarun, hisanun, jamalun, and dikun are all related to animals. The next word goes to the first group, the words related to human beings, mudarrisun. Yani next to the last word in the right column, mudarrisun. Just note that the third letter ra has shadda, and the vowel is written underneath the shadda, that means it's kasr. Mudarrisun. It means a teacher. And this is the fifth word for the human beings. And the next word, the last word on this column is mindilun. With kasra, although it may also be pronounced mendilun with fatha. That Sheikh Abdurrahim, he has chosen kasra. Mindilun means a handkerchief or a kerchief. And it could be a headscarf or a handkerchief that you, yani, use to blow your nose, for example. Mindilun. This word goes with the group other than humans and animals. Okay, the 12 words other than humans and animals. Okay, now we're going to go to those words in column, in the left column. Okay, in the left column, we have, yani, 12 words, 11 of them are words that are used for inanimate things, other than human and other than animals. 11 words. The 12th of the 12 words for them is the last word in column, in the right column, that's mindil. So that's one, and then we have 11 more in the left column. The first word, baytun, yani, ba with fatha followed by ya with sukun, that's a diphthong, two different vowel sounds. Baytun means a house. The next word, masjidun, may Allah open the masjids. May Allah reopen the masjids. Most of them are closed. Masjidun, they said it means, yani, a mosque. We say, okay, the masjid is the place of sajda, the place of prostration, the place of prayer, the place of worship. Masjidun. The next word, babun. A long vowel followed by tanween, two syllables. Babun means a door. Okay, these three words we can associate. A house with a mosque, both of them buildings, and a door, both of them have doors. Babun, a door. The next word, kitabun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Kitabun means a book. Kitabun. The next word, Qalamun. That's qa, not ka. Qalamun. Don't say kalamun. Qalamun means a pen. Qalamun means a pen. We can associate these two words, kitabun and qalamun, a book and a pen. The next word, miftahun. Miftahun. Short vowel followed by sukun, and then a long vowel, and then tanween. Miftahun. Ha. The last letter is the letter ha that we had in himarun and hisanun. Miftahun means a key. The next word, and we can associate key with what? Babun. Yani miftahun and babun. The key, a key and a door. The next word, maktabun. Maktabun. Maktabun means a writing table or a desk. And it has another meaning also. A maktab can mean an office. But for now, we're going to use it for this, for a writing table or a desk. Maktabun. The next word, and I guess we can associate maktabun with yani a book and a pen, because we may write on the desk or we may put a book on the desk to read, right? Maktabun. And we know, we can also notice that maktabun and kitabun have the same root. Kaf, ta, and ba. Maktab is the place where you write. And kitabun is the thing that has been written, a book. The next word after maktabun, sarirun. Sarirun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Sarirun means a bed. The next word, kursiyun. Kursiyun means a chair. Note that the last letter of kursiyun is a ya, and that ya has shadda. That means the letter before it, the seen with kasra, that kasra is elongated by the first ya. And then the second ya of the doubled ya with shadda is a consonant of its own that has the tanween. So it should be pronounced kursiyun. Yani the kasra from the seen is elongated by ya because there's two ya's there. Kursiyun means a chair. And I guess we can associate a chair with a bed and a writing table. These are things that, furniture that a person may have in their house, for example. The next word is Najmun. Najmun. Two syllables. Najmun means a star. And the next word is Qamisun with Qaf and the last letter Saad. Please distinguish Qaf from Kaf and Saad from Seen. Qamisun. Qamisun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Qamis means a shirt. So these 11 words, the first words of this left-hand column, all 11 words are related to things other than humans and animals, along with the last word from the right-hand column, mindil. That makes 12 words related to things. And we also had 5 words related to people. The 6th word related to people is the last word in column, in the left column, that is tabibun, with fa, not ta. Tabibun. Tabibun. Tabibun means a doctor. Tabibun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. What I want to say about these vocabulary words before we go on to read the Arabic text from the beginning of the lesson, I want to remind you, you have to memorize these words. Yani, the foundations of your Arabic studies are going to be the grammatical rules, understanding the grammatical rules of the language, how you put words together to make sentences, and knowing the meaning of those words, the vocabulary words. So you have to memorize the vocabulary, you have to learn the grammatical rules if you want to understand Arabic. If you want to read or write or speak Arabic, you have to learn words, and you have to learn grammatical rules. Okay, these 24 words, and if you learn one or two words a day, even just one, before we finish lesson 2, which has 4 more words, with these 24 make 28, inshallah in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you can easily finish 24 words. Even if you memorize one word a day, I urge you to memorize at least 2, or more if you're able to, but at least 2, so that you can get ahead and memorize them well and go back and review them as much as possible, because by the end of this book We're going to have hundreds of words. So please get on top of the memorization of the words. Again, 24 words here. 12 of them are related to things. House, masjid, door, book, pen, key, and so on. 6 of them are related to animals. Dog, cat, rooster, donkey, horse, camel. And 6 of them are related to people. A boy and a man, a student and a teacher, a merchant and a doctor. Try to associate words in order to help you to memorize. Okay, this is the end of the English key. Yani, the grammatical points that we already discussed and the vocabulary words. Okay, this is how we're normally going to start a new lesson. We're going to start with the grammatical points and then the vocabulary words, and then we're going to read the Arabic text in the beginning of the lesson. In this case, the Arabic text in the beginning of the lesson is 2 pages. It's on page 5 and 6. So for homework, if you have registered with us, we ask you for homework to preview the English key on page 1 and 2 with the vocabulary, and the Arabic text on page 5 and 6 of the Arabic part of the book. Okay, please remember, the English key is separate. It has its own page numbering, and the Arabic text, or the Arabic part of the book, has its own page numbering. Okay, so when I refer to the English key, the pages are going to be for the English key. And when I say the Arabic part of the book, the Arabic text we're going to look to, the Arabic part, it has its own page numbering system. Okay, let's look at the first page of the Arabic text for lesson number 1. At the top of the page it says, Ad-darsu al-awwalu. Ad-darsu al-awwalu. That means the first lesson. You're not required to know now at this point, but we will come to the point where we'll study adjectives. And in Arabic, the adjective follows the noun. So when you're using a noun that has a descriptive word that's qualifying it or describing it, the descriptive word, the adjective, is going to come after it. So we have here, ad-dars means the lesson, and then the adjective is following it. Al-awwal, the first. Okay, in English you say, the first lesson, the adjective first, and then what you're describing. In Arabic, we say what I'm describing, and then I give you the description. First I tell you what I'm talking about, and then I give you its description. Okay, so yani, try to think in Arabic that first I'm going to mention the thing, and then I'll describe it after I mention it. I'm not going to give you a description of something and you have to guess what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about, and then I'm going to describe it. So the noun comes first, and then its adjective follows. So in the title of this lesson, Ad-darsu al-awwalu. Al-awwalu is an adjective describing the dars. What kind of dars? The first dars, the first lesson. And by the way, the title of each lesson, Ad-dars al-awwal, and you'll see in the next lesson, Ad-dars al-thani, and in the third lesson, Ad-dars al-thalith. And you also have to learn these words. Everything that comes in the lesson, everything that comes on the page, whether it's instructions for the exercises or the title of the lesson, all of that you also have to learn. Okay, so here what you can start with this lesson is learning the ordinal numbers. The first, the second, the third, the fourth. Because at the beginning of every lesson we're going to have an ordinal number that tells you the order of things. The first, the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Start memorizing those numbers. Al-awwal, al-thani, al-thalith, al-rabi. Every time you come to a new lesson, learn a new ordinal number. Okay, in this first part, this lesson is going to pretty much be divided into two parts. Okay, the first part is going to deal with the word hadha, and also the question ma about things. And in the second part of the lesson, it's going to deal with the word men. And in that part of the lesson, we're going to have the words that deal with people and animals. Okay, so in the first part of the lesson, we're going to basically be dealing with things. And in the second part of the lesson, we're going to be dealing with animals and people. So in this part of the lesson, we're going to have hadha, and we're going to have ma hadha and ahadha, yani what is this and is this. And in the second part of the lesson, we're going to have questions about people, men hadha. And in that part of the lesson, we're going to have the vocabulary for people, and we're going to have the vocabulary for animals, even though ma is used for animals too. Ma is used for animals and men is used for people. But in any case, the animals are going to come in the second part of the lesson, and the other things are going to come in the first part of the lesson. There are 11 vocabulary words in this first part of the lesson. Okay, so there are 11 words that you need to learn as we go through the first part of this lesson. I'm going to count them as we go through them, and I want you to start memorizing them. This lesson is dealing with what? The ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, hadha, which means this or this is. This or this is. Okay, so now we're going to use this word hadha, and then we're going to put another word with it. Yani, this is a house. This is a mosque. This is a door. This is a book. This is a pen. Okay, so every sentence is going to begin with hadha on this page. And the second word is going to be a word that you have to memorize. We already know hadha. Okay, we had that already in the, from the time we started this lesson. Okay, so now we're going to learn 11 words that go with hadha. Yani, you can be pointing to this building and you say, starting from the first line under hadha on the right side, we're going to always try to read from right to left. So under the picture of the house that has a door and windows and a chimney, underneath that picture, we're going to read hadha baytun. Huh? Hadha baytun, which means this is a house. This is a house. Hadha baytun. So baytun, you have to learn this word bait. Some of we already know bait anyway. Somebody might, even in English, we say I'm going to the bait. Yani hadha baytun. These are words that you can use immediately in your everyday conversation with Muslims especially. Start using bait. We already use masjid. Start using bab. Kitab, we know. Yani kitabullah, the book of Allah. Some of these words we already know. Kursi, we know ayatul kursi, right? So let's try to utilize these words in our common speech as much as possible, so help us to memorize them. Okay, going across, read the next two words under the picture of a masjid, right? The mosque. It says hadha masjidun. Hadha masjidun. I want you, even though we're not sitting in the classroom together, I want you to try to read. I'm gonna go slow so you have a chance to try to read these words on your own, and then during the week practice. Okay? So the second picture has a picture of a mosque, and it says underneath it, "Hadha masjidun." This is a masjid. Going across, the next picture is an opened door, and underneath it it says, "Hadha babun." Hadha babun. This is a door. This is a door. Okay, I'm looking on my computer screen here, and I see some names of people who I'm familiar with. And I know that some of you came from the primer course that we just completed the review of. So I know that you are doing this for the first time, this book. Some people might not be doing it for the first time, but those of you who are doing it for the first time, please don't be overwhelmed by these 11 new words in this first part of the lesson or the 13 new words in the second part of this lesson. Memorize them, as I said, day by day, one or two words, and you'll find by the time we finish this lesson, inshallah, you have memorized them all, or at least most of them. Okay, the third picture again is an open door, and it says hadha babun. This is a door. Babun. Please memorize this word, babun. Okay, let's go down to the second line of sentences and words. By the way, these are sentences, okay? And a sentence in Arabic, there are two types of sentences. We've discussed some of this before. With those who have studied with us Arabic before, we know that sentences are of two types. There's the jumla ismiya, the nominal sentence, and the jumla fi'liya, the verbal sentence. I don't expect you to know this now if you haven't studied Arabic grammar before, but I just want you to know that there are two types of sentences. The type of sentence that we're going to be dealing with in this book is the nominal sentence. It's in Arabic, it's called the jumla ismiya. Why is it called jumla ismiya? Because it's a jumla, a sentence that begins with an ism. Ism is a noun. So it begins with a noun. Hadha is a noun, a demonstrative pronoun. Yani in Arabic, there are nouns, verbs, and particles. So everything that's not a verb or a particle, not a preposition or a conjunction, or nor a verb. All of that comes under nouns. And whether it's a common noun, personal noun, pronoun, demonstrative pronoun, relative pronoun, all of these come under the common group of nouns, okay? So hadha is a noun. So this is a nominal sentence. And the nominal sentence is composed of two parts, the mubtada'un and the khabarun. The mubtada is the subject that you want to talk about, and the khabaru is the thing you want to say about it, the information. Okay, so a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence, is composed of two essential parts. The subject that you want to talk about, hadha. What do you want to say about it? Kitabun, a book. This is a book. Okay, so these are nominal sentences. They have a subject and a predicate. In Arabic we call it mubtada and khabar. Yani the mubtada is the thing you start with, the subject that you want to talk about, and the khabar is means literally information, the news, what you want to say about it. So all of these are nominal sentences with a mubtada and a khabar, subject and a predicate. Okay, second line, first picture is the picture of a book, and underneath it it says hadha kitabun. Hadha kitabun. This is a book. Kitab. This is a word that most of us are probably already familiar with and already know it. Okay? Let's go to the next picture and the second line. It's a picture of an ink pen or a pen. Okay, under this word it says hadha qalamun. 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 Hadha qalamun. Meaning this is a pen. Let's go to the next word. It's a picture of a key. Okay, under this word it says hadha miftahun. Miftahun. Hadha miftahun. This is a key. This is a key. Tayyib. Next line. Next line. Bottom line. First picture is the picture of a desk. Could be a writing table or a desk, whatever you want to call it. Right? And under this word it says hadha maktabun. Maktabun. Hadha maktabun. Hadha maktabun. This is a desk. The next picture, bottom line, second picture, picture of a bed. And under this word, under this picture, it says, hadha sarirun. Sarirun. Hadha sarirun. This is a bed. The last picture on this page 5, bottom line, final picture, is a picture of a chair. And under this picture, it says, hadha kursiyun. In my book, the ya at the end of this word doesn't have a shadda. Please write in the shadda on the last letter of the ya. It should have two dots and it should have a shadda, meaning the ya is doubled. The first ya elongating the kasra on the seen, and the second ya is a consonant with a vowel of its own, the tanween. Hadha kursiyun. Hadha kursiyun. This is a chair. Okay, before we go to the next page, let's read this page one more time. I want you to try to read it with me. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to read the word, and then I'm going to read it for you. Okay, first line at the top of the page, first picture of a house. Please read it. Hadha baytun. Second picture, please read. Hadha masjidun. Third picture, please read. Hadha babun. Okay, let's go to the second line. First picture of a book, please read. Hadha kitabun. Second picture of a pen. هَذَا قَلَمٌ. The third picture of a key. هَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ. Okay, the bottom line, first picture of a desk. Please read. هَذَا مَكْتَبٌ. The second picture of a bed. Please read. هَذَا سَرِيرٌ. And the last picture on this page, please read, of a chair. هَذَا كُرْسِيٌ. Okay, all of these words, يعني, we have to learn them. Please learn at least one or two words per day. Again, the word بَيْتٌ means what? House. مَسْجِدٌ means what? Mosque. بَابٌ means what? A door. كِتَابٌ means a book. قَلَمٌ means a pen. مِفْتَاحٌ means a key. مَكْتَبٌ means a desk. سَرِيرٌ means a bed. And كُرْسِيٌ means a chair. Okay, let's turn to page 6, the second page of the Arabic reading for this lesson. At the top of the page, yani on the first page, we had هَذَا, this or this is, with 11 different, or 9 vocabulary words. We're going to get 2 more on this page. There's 11 in this first part of the lesson. On the first page, we had 9 of those words. And on this page, we have 2 new words, in addition to words that we had on the first page. Okay, again, on the first page, we had the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, هَذَا, this or this is. Now we have the question that we had from the English key about things. مَا هَذَا, what is this? Okay, in the second part of the lesson, we're going to have مَنْ هَذَا, who is this? But in this first part, we're going to have things, questions about things. مَا هَذَا, what is this? Okay, so we're going to have a question and answer series here on this page with 2 new words, قَمِيسٌ, a shirt, and نَجْمٌ, a star. Other than these 2 words, قَمِيسٌ, a shirt, and نَجْمٌ, a star, all of the rest of the words we have had previously. Okay, so we had بَيْتٌ, كُرْسِيٌ, and قَلَمٌ. And we also had, يعني, the questions we discussed previously, يعني, مَا هَذَا, we're not going to have مَنْ هَذَا here, and also we're going to have حَمْزَةُ الْإِسْتِفْهَامِ, أَهَذَا, is this, for example, a key, is this a bed, is this a so-and-so, نعم. Okay, so let's look at page 6, the title of this particular page is مَا هَذَا, what is this, okay, line 1. Reading from the right, and the questions on the right are going to be in reference to the pictures that are opposite to them on the left, okay? So, the first picture is the picture of a house, right? So the question is, مَا هَذَا, what is this? Second line, هَذَا بَيْتٌ, this is a house. Please try to read these sentences, يعني, ahead of me, if I pause. Try to read ahead of me. مَا هَذَا, هَذَا بَيْتٌ, this is a house. That's one way of asking a question. I have no idea what this is. I don't have an idea that it's a house, or a masjid, or a factory. I don't know what it is. So I say, مَا هَذَا, what is this? And the answer would be, هَذَا بَيْتٌ, or هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ, and so on. The second way of asking the question is, I have an idea what it is, but I'm not sure. So now I'm asking, is this a house? I'm not sure. It looks like a house, but it's quite big, so I'm not sure. So now this is another way of asking the question. I have no idea what it is. I say, مَا هَذَا, what is this? I have some idea what it is. In that case, I'll say, is this a house? Honey, I think it is, but I'm not sure. أَهَذَا بَيْتٌ Is this a house? And the answer we said to this type of question with Hamzatul Istifham is either going to be yes or no. In this case, are we going to say no, this is a masjid? Or are we going to say yes, this is a house? أَهَذَا بَيْتٌ Looking at that picture, I would say نَعَمْ هَذَا بَيْتٌ نعم pause هذا بيت notice the comma after نعم that means there should be a short break not a run on sentence نعم yes هذا بيت يعني if you just answered the question and said نعم it will be understood if somebody said is this a house and you say yes you don't have to say yes this is a house if you say yes that's sufficient right but we're learning Arabic so we want to use full sentences here right أهذا بيت Is this a house? نعم هذا بيت Yes, this is a house. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. Sentence number 5. The picture opposite is the picture of a shirt. And this is a new word that we didn't have on page 1. This is a new word. يعني the word for shirt is قميصٌ قميصٌ Okay, so the question is ما هذا؟ What is this? And the answer, هذا قميص. هذا قميص. This is a shirt. The next paragraph, lines 7 and 8, has a picture opposite. The picture is the picture of a chair. Now here, I have an idea what it is, so I'm not going to say ما هذا. I think I know what this is, so I'm going to say أهذا is this أهذا سرير is this a bed لا هذا كرسي is this a bed nope this is a chair هذا كرسي again the question Yani that is made with Hamzat al-Istifham, the Hamza with Fatta, is a question, the answer to which is going to be yes or no. In the previous question like this, we had Ahadha Baytun, the answer was Naam, Hadha Baytun. In this one, we're going to answer with La. Ahadha Sarirun? La. Hadha Kursiyun. Going down to lines 9 and 10, they're not numbered, but I just numbered them for myself to keep track of where I'm at. Lines 9 and 10, the next two sentences have a picture opposite, the picture of a pen. The picture of a pen. The question, I think I know what this is. It looks like a long, sharp key. أَهَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ Is this a key? لَا هَذَا قَلَمٌ هَذَا قَلَمٌ Yani, the person looked at it and they thought it looked sort of like some kind of a key, maybe, not to me, but in any case, they thought it was that. That you use ahada when you think you know what something is. If you don't have an idea what it is, you just say, ma hada. But if you think you know what it is, you can ask, is this a key? Is this a pen? Is this a whatever? And the answer will be either yes or no. When we look at this picture, we see that it's not a key, it's a pen. So the question, أَهَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ The answer, لا. هَذَا قَلَمٌ No, this is a pen. The final paragraph, lines 11 and 12, go back to the question word, مَا يعني مَا الْإِسْتِفْحَامِيَّ مَا that's used to ask a question about things. The picture that's opposite is another new word that we didn't have on page 1. That's the 11th word so far that we had in this lesson. It's the picture of a star. The question is, مَا هَذَا? I've never seen a star before. مَا هَذَا? What is this? The answer, هَذَا نَجْمٌ هَذَا نَجْمٌ This is a star. Okay, we notice if we look at this page, going back to the beginning of the page, we have various types of questions here. Two types of questions. Questions about things that we have no idea what it is. ما هذا? And questions about things that we think we know what it is. أهذا بيتٌ? أَهَذَا سَرِيرٌ. So we know that we're using this أَهَذَا about things that we have an idea what it is, but we're not sure. And then the answer is going to be either yes, you were right, or no, you were wrong. Okay, مَا هَذَا, the answer is going to be just straight up answer. هَذَا بَيْتٌ, or هَذَا قَمِيسٌ, or هَذَا نَجْمٌ. I hope this is clear. Okay, after this, there are some exercises. And I did not intend to do the exercises today. That's why I asked you to preview the lesson by reading the English key and the first two pages. I wanted to take my time and read it carefully. So maybe we'll just look at the exercises just to give you an idea of how they work. And then I'm going to ask you to do the exercises for homework. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to do the exercises for homework. And I'll probably send you a homework assignment either tomorrow or the next day. But the homework assignment will be do the exercises. The first exercise, which is on page 7, there are 6 questions there with pictures opposite them. And the second exercise, which is on page 8, and there are 4 questions with pictures opposite them. And the third exercise is on page 9. There are no pictures here. It's just a reading and writing exercise. You have to read each one of these sentences, and you have to also write them out in your notebook. I would suggest all the exercises in the book, you should be writing them out. Even the ones that don't say write, you should write them out for practice. And this will help you to study, because in writing it out, it will help you to memorize words, and it will also help you to improve your writing, and it will help you to improve your ability to look at something and turn away and write it out without writing letter by letter, looking at the word one letter at a time. The more you practice writing, the easier it will become for you to write. So I suggest that you read and write as much as you can. Okay, so for homework, we're going to write the first exercise on page 7, the second exercise on page 8, and the third exercise on page 9. That's going to be the first part of the homework. Now, we have homework every single day. The second part of the homework is to preview the second part of this lesson, which is on the second half of page 9. This is, I call it part 2 of the lesson. This part of the lesson deals with men hadha. Yani questions about people. Who is this? In this part of the lesson, we're going to get the words, the 6 words related to people. Tabibun, talibun, mudarrisun, rajulun, waladun. Those words that we had in the English key, the meanings of which are in the English key. And in this part of the lesson, we're going to also have questions about animals. Okay, we're going to have questions about animals. So the 6 words in the English key vocabulary listing, the 6 words related to animals, are going to come in this part of the lesson. Okay, so in the first part of the lesson, we had 11 words. In this second part, from men hadha, on the middle of page 9, we're going to have 13 more words. Okay, 6 of them related to people, 6 of them related to animals, and 1 word left over from things. Yani, I don't remember which word that was, left over from things, but there's going to be 1 more word that we didn't have. Oh yeah, I know what it is. It's mindil. We didn't have mindil in the first part of this lesson, so we're going to have it in the last part. That's going to make 12 words related to things. Okay, so again, for homework, exercise number 1 on page 7, exercise number 2 on page 8, and exercise number 3 on page 9, and then preview the second part of the lesson, yani, which is on the bottom half of page 9 through the end of page 10. That's Arabic text. Rather, it goes into page 11. Okay, and there's only 1 exercise for the second part of the lesson. That's going to be the exercise on the bottom half of page 11. So preview the rest of the lesson from page 9 through 11, 9, 10, 11. Do the exercises on page 7, 8, and top of 9, and then preview the rest of the lesson. We're going to complete it, inshallah, in the next session. Okay, before we close, one last thing. The exercises that you have to do for homework right now, and don't wait until Sunday morning next week or Saturday next week. Start getting on it tonight. Start doing those exercises today. Start memorizing those words today. Start reading over the Arabic beginning text of each lesson today as much as possible. Like I said, 7 days a week, you should be opening up your book for for half an hour a day, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, or 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes, according to your schedule, the best you can, at least half an hour every single day. If you can do more than that, that's even better. Okay, what I want to explain to you is the exercise on page 7, and the exercise on page 8, and the exercise on page 9. The exercise on page 7 is the first exercise. This exercise has a question, ma hadha. It's asking you about things, and right opposite, there's a picture. What you have to do is write out the question, ma hadha, and in your notebook, write the answer, hadha, yani a key, miftahun, for example. You can write it in your textbook, or you can write it in your notebook. I prefer you write it in your notebook, but it doesn't matter, whichever way you like to do it, whatever is easy for you. The second question, ma hadha, has a book opposite. You have to write hadha, for example, kitabun, and so on down the line. Each picture, you have to get the word and put hadha with it. Hadha, kitabun, hadha, miftahun, hadha, baytun, whatever. The second exercise, on page 8, is with the question, ahadha. Okay, the first questions are ma hadha. The second set of exercises on page 8 is ahadha. Is this a house? You have to look at the picture, and if it's not a house, you have to say, no, this is whatever it is. Okay? Ahadha baytun? La. Hadha, whatever. Masjidun. The second question, ahadha miftahun? Look at that picture, is that a key? Nope. Then you have to say, no, this is a pen. Third question, ahadha qamisun? Is this a shirt? You have to look at the picture. Is that a shirt? Yes. So you have to say, yes. Na'am. Hadha qamisun. And the fourth question, ahadha najmun? You have to look at it. If that's a star, you have to say, yes, this is a star. These are the first two exercises. The third exercise on page 9 requires you to read and write the words that came in this exercise. There are 9 sentences, statements and or questions. You have to read them without vowels. Okay? This is an exercise to train you to see if you can remember those words. If you have memorized maktab, even without the vowels, you know what it is. Okay? Even though there are no vowels there, if you memorize these words, once you see them, you know them. Yani, if you memorize the word masjid, like right now, a person who never studied Arabic, a Muslim, 9 times out of 10, if you write in Arabic the word Allah, they're going to recognize because they've seen that word before. Okay? So even though a person doesn't know Arabic, but they know what it looks like, the picture of that word. So you're going to look at this like pictures. Okay? When you see the word maktab, even with no vowels, I know that word because I've memorized it. I memorized it with the vowels, but now when I see without the vowels, I still know that's maktab, that's sarir, that's bait, that's kursi. Okay, so this exercise requires you to read these sentences without voweling. If you need to go back and look on page 5 or page 6 to get the voweling for the word maktab or masjid or kursi or sarir, no problem. Go back to page 5 and go back to page 6 and look at the words and get the voweling. If you want to write them in with a pencil, the first time you do it, just to help you, the ones you didn't know, yani the ones that you didn't know only, write the voweling in a pencil, and then practice reading that exercise 2 or 3 times, and as you begin to learn the words you didn't know, erase the voweling. Okay, whenever you put voweling in this book, write it with a pencil, so that once you really learn that word, take the voweling out, because we want to be able to read without vowels. Okay, that's the third exercise on page 9. And then I want you to preview the second part of the lesson, man hadha, and the 13 new words that came in this part of the lesson. Also start memorizing as many as possible. There's one exercise on page 11. It's a reading and writing exercise. So you have to both read it orally, and you also have to write it out. And like I said, I would prefer that every exercise you write it out in a notebook, and keep that notebook for future reference. When you go back to review your notes, you can always go back and read your notebook and see where you came from and where you're at now and see the progress that you have made. We're going to stop here. And we're going to take a brief break. Those who are with us for book 2, we're going to be coming back in 5 minutes. Bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. May Allah grant you success, tawfiq, in your studies and in your worship, and yani grant each of us patience for whatever Allah has decreed for us. Yani to be patient if it is something that we dislike, if it is sickness or loss of life, or whatever Allah has decreed for us in this world. May Allah grant us patience with that, and make it a means of nearness to Him, and a means of expiation of our sins, and a means of elevation of our station with Him, and a means of multiplication of our good deeds. بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَحْفَظُكُمْ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.